traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I will bring it up on a first date.
How much they have in their bank account?
Yeah.
What's the max you've seen in a bank account?
$30 million.
Oh, that's a pretty sum. You said that I once tried to kiss you and you curved, bro.
You snuck up on me.
Oh, God. Here we
That's why I've been a notorious cheater in the past.
Notorious cheater.
Yeah, for sure. Now.
You ask the guy to see his bank account. He says, if you tell me what your body count is.
I would tell him.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
I was kidding. I don't want to know that. Would you rather marry a guy who is rich but cheats on you or marry a broke dude and he doesn't cheat?
I'm going to say the first guy. Now, here's why.
More like so fire, because your hair's looking so straight. Damn, you must have just got them dry, dead ends cut off.
I actually did, and that's kind of crazy that you would even notice.
I just noticed those ends is looking so clean right now.
Yeah. Can you give me a different compliment?
I can't because I have a girlfriend, Sophia. So I can't compliment you at all. She told me the farthest I could go was say that your dry ends look better this time around.
Shut up. Does your girlfriend have an issue with me? No.
No, not with you, with all
No,
girls.
Actually, well,
your lip
no, that's
just
not
quivered.
All girls, all women.
Are we filming?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, introduce us.
Hold on. Is that true? I need a thumbs up. Yeah. I need 2 thumbs up. I got
Do we like the headphones on or off?
It's a podcast. How are you most
Is
comfortable?
It?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable right now.
It's more like a show, I'll be honest. It's more like a show. You don't have to wear the headphones if you don't want.
I kind of think, do they not look good? You're about to fix my hair.
No, I wasn't.
Do you like sitting crisscross applesauce on the couch?
Right now. Because this is crazy.
That's crazy.
Maybe I just need this pillow.
You can do really anything you want.
This is your show, Sophia.
I'm going to sit crisscross.
Applesauce.
Yeah.
Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
I feel like that's cute.
Okay. All right. I would do the intro, but there's no cameras pointed at me. Swing it.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Welcome back to Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you're not subscribed... Don't you don't have to subscribe.
Probably not gonna off this episode.
That's what I'm gonna say, actually. Yeah, we're losing subs.
Is that true?
I don't know. I think so. No?
All
right. Sorry. I got a coffee coming. Sophia, I'm a little low energy. I did Rumble boxing this morning.
Okay. Gives you low energy?
When I work out. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
I'll actually introduce myself, by the way. My name is Sophia Franklin. Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y.
So right.
From the Sophia with an F podcast. Hi, everybody.
No. No, I have an intro for you.
You guys just
I'm
started.
I'm cruising in.
You started the show by saying, damn, we're going to lose subscribers. This is not the show that people are going to subscribe to. No, in front of me, by the
no,
way.
No. I'm saying, regardless of you, we are losing subscribers.
Okay. Nothing to do with you.
No. You're gonna. We plan on sucking your audience.
No, actually, dude.
Worth.
I'll be honest. My girlfriend is Team Alex. She is.
Okay. That's
I just
fine.
Say it flat out. But no, hold on. It's not a mean way. But her gay best friend Max is 100% Team Sophia. Like,
well,
so,
then we're fine.
Well, I want to ask you this question. Do you notice that like a high percentage of the gay community rides with Sophia over Alex? Like, is there like a...
I don't know if that's the case, but a lot of my close friends are gay. Maybe that's why, and I've had them on the show. I'm sure that translates.
I just think it's because you wow out. Like, you're still like Alex, I feel like, became like almost like a political debutante.
Okay.
Of sorts. And you still
really?
Talk about the real
is
issues.
Is she in politics now?
I don't know. I don't want to start by talking about this.
Yes, you do.
No,
you just did it.
I'm sorry.
Then why did you do it?
I'm like, last thing I saw was her interviewing Offset. If that's politics, I don't know.
It is.
You let me know.
Why do you got to start with the divisiveness? I still
Mike
didn't even
and
do
I
my
have
intro.
Like, I don't know.
We can get right into it if you want.
Sorry, Logan, it's your show.
No, I just have an intro.
Yeah, I know. Take it away.
You guys, this woman, Sophia, with an F, By the way, well, are people going to spell it with a PH if you don't tell them that?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Really? Really? All right.
For sure.
Sophia Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has a very popular podcast in which she's extremely open about her personal life. In fact, she was just in the news for demanding to see a guy's bank account on a first date. You might know her from Call Her Daddy and now host with Sophia with an F. It's Sophia Franklin.
Thank you.
Dylan wrote it.
Thank you so much for having
me.
Why
did you throw the last part in?
I love that.
Claimed it was
yours. I like Dylan. He's nice. He's cool.
How much do you like him?
On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Way to go, Dylan.
Damn, Dylan. All right. Yo, yeah. Like, I do have some boners to pick with you, dude.
What's your guys' deal?
You have a boner?
No.
That's disgusting.
Let me explain it to you like this. I went on your show probably about a year ago. It was a great episode. People really loved it. Mm-hmm. Highly viewed. Great engagement. People in the audience were like, yo, we like this combination. And everything was fine until then. We spoke from time to time. But I watched a clip from a podcast with you and Jeff Wittick.
Yeah.
From like a couple weeks ago, where you were disgusted about the fact that me and Tana once kissed. And you said, you, Sophia, with an F, that I once tried to kiss you and you curved me. I saw this clip. I saw this clip and I was like, how do I navigate this? How do I talk to her about this? Because I want to know, was I there? Was I actually, like, where did this happen?
You're denying it, that ever happened.
You're doubling down and saying it did happen.
Yeah,
Where were we?
At a birthday party for one of our mutual friends. Who cares? Is that like a crazy thing to say?
If it didn't happen, it's insane.
Always been flirty. It wasn't weird that you like went in for a kiss.
You said they weren't looking at me. In the clip, you said you weren't looking at
I
me.
Don't,
what, I fucking I came around the side like a fucking punch in a Floyd Mayweather fight? Like, what happened, bro?
You snuck up on me.
Oh, God. Here we fucking go. Here we fucking go. No.
That was a joke. Excuse me. That was a joke. You were being very flirty.
Whose birthday party? Like, dude, we go back. I know Lola. Like, we're tight.
You're going to bring my mom into this? Holy shit.
I have to. And the way you presented it was on some like, oh, you know, like he tried to kiss me, but like obviously I wasn't gonna do that type shit. And I'm gonna be honest with you, listen, I don't have an award-winning hydration brand. I'm not a boxer, okay? I ain't got $20 million. I can't buy this apartment. But when it comes to this women's shit, I'm the Don Dada of all this shit, bro. From a YouTuber standpoint, back me up. Back me up. You're my boy. Back me up.
So it's an ego.
Do you know the last
thing.
Time I was turned down for a kiss?
Me?
Never.
Me?
Never in my fucking life.
Me?
Bro,
not
let me say
that
it like this.
Ago?
Let me say it like this. I'm like the Jose Canseco, except my juice is Blue Chew. Okay? I do this shit, bro. Okay?
Can I defend myself, please?
I think I'm defending myself from
no,
you.
No. That comment came after you went on Jeff Wittick's show and said, dude, I think Sophia's like trying to date me or
damn,
some shit.
Michael. Damn.
Why did I say that?
Publicly.
Why did I say
because
that?
Because I was texting you, like asking if you were in New York. That was literally it.
Finish. Wow. No. Ask me if I was in New York. Why?
To record. To what?
It's early in this pop.
Excuse me. Wait. Are you talking about like to hook up? Which, by the way, was a joke.
Okay, but I'm
that
saying.
That was 100% a joke.
Yo, sentiment goes.
You think I'm going to call someone and be like, I'm not that type of girl.
Okay.
No shade to be like, can we hang out just so I can fuck really quick? And mean it seriously.
Well, I don't know. It happens to me sometimes and people do mean it seriously.
You don't know what happens to you?
What do you mean?
Is that what he just said?
No, he said it happens to him.
So I don't know what happens to me. Yo, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to shut all this down. This was all kind of just a joke. I don't care at all. It was funny.
I think it's funny,
What I will say is this. The one, like, crux that keeps happening and causing the problems between us seems to be Jeff Wittick.
He is a common denominator. Do you think he's trying to stir shit up?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what he does. He's a shit stirrer.
Really?
Yes.
Can I have one of these?
Yes.
Of course.
I did feel a little bit slighted.
I mean, I did. You started it, first of all. I think that's very important to point out.
Well, now
how does that make me look? Oh my God, Sophia's like trying to date me or some shit.
Are you saying like, and I quote, is that, did I actually say that?
Pretty like verbatim.
Cause sentiment is like a, you know, like intense sentiment. There's a lot going on there.
What did you say to Mike? Do we know? Can we say? What did you say to Mike that made him think that you were trying to date him?
I think I did have a phone call with him where I was like, oh my God, I'm so horny. I haven't hooked up. Like, let's hook up. But it was 100% joking.
So my question is, how does he know that you're joking?
Yeah, dude, I didn't know you were joking. Like, what? Like, dude, me and Sophia, dude, listen.
Because that was the day after you tried to lay one on me, and I turned you down.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was not. And it got even deeper. Dude, it got straight tactical. There was a reason why the hookup wasn't going to happen on the night that you called me joking around, and it had to do with something that was the color of the bottle you're holding.
Oh, right. I said something about being on my period.
So that's how it got trickle down tactical.
That's
homie.
How you know I was fucking around, because if I was on my period to hook up with a guy for the first time, I wouldn't be like calling him begging to hook up.
Yeah,
the only
thing period stops
is a sentence. So
I mean, I have sex on my period, but for the first time. How did we get here?
Yeah, no. I want to preface one more time. This is like funny conversation. Also, Sarah, babe, this happened a while ago. We just had to cover this conversation. You know, you're my girl, and I'm.
And I think that like one time I did reach out. I'm assuming you were with Sarah. I don't remember, and you were from that point on like very. I don't even think you would respond to me.
Thank you for that. That's so very nice. I don't. A lot of people can attest. Do you have are you seeing anyone right now?
I'm not. Loosely, but just casually dating.
You told me one time, I think you said that you're generally always in a relationship, in like some semblance of a relationship.
I usually am.
What's stopping you right now?
I'm 31 and I just like want to break that pattern of staying in shit for 3 years longer than I should, honestly.
Why do you stay in relationships longer than you should?
I think it's just the comfort of it. That's why I've been a notorious cheater in the past, which I've talked about.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Notorious cheater.
For sure. Now you guys are really making me look like shit on this show.
No. I want to back it up because we're gonna get out of this rut. But I will say this: I am gonna make you look like shit one more time before we do
that. I'm sure you will. You do best.
No, stop. Right, you're great. But can you at least agree that I could, and maybe you could back this up too, that there's a reason for me to see some disconnect with a phone call like "let's hook up" from a girl that's
We've moved on, Michael. you're going right back.
What are you doing to stop your serial cheating?
Not doing it. As simple as that.
Checks out.
And not staying in relationships longer than I should.
Because that's when you get unhappy and start doing it.
For sure. And I'm too pussy to end it.
Do men fear that if they do get in a relationship with you, that these old habits will come back up?
Out of all the things they fear, I don't know if that's like one of the main ones.
What else do they fear about you, Sophia?
I think they feel, you know what? This happened to me the other day. I mentioned a story that had happened to me between me and this dude that I'm loosely dating. Didn't mention his name, nothing. We got in the biggest fight. I love how I'm repeating it now too. We got in the biggest fight.
Yeah.
Because he was claiming that I was using him for content. And I'm doing it again. So I'm 100% single. But.
Wait. I have a question though. Is he allowed to pick a big fight with you if you're just loosely dating him? Like what grounds does he have to stand on? You don't owe this guy anything.
He's a little bit neurotic like I am. It was like half joking, but I could tell he was genuinely upset. I mean, I guess if I'm talking about someone to the public, they can comment on it.
So then this begs the question, because for someone like you and even for people like us, our lives are the content. That's the material that we speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Does he expect opposite from a person who has a podcast and talks about her dating life and is Sophia with an F?
I think so. Yeah. Or you know what? He said it was so early on that I don't know. Regardless, like, I don't really give a fuck. However, I feel like you guys don't really divulge your relationships on the show.
We try to I mean, we used to back in the day. I think we made massive strides to try to keep them alive. I mean, obviously, like I talk about mine loosely. He's had his girl on. But anytime like you throw a person that's not used to this community and this lifestyle into this world, it's always a shock because they think they know what it's going to be like. But once that wheel starts turning and those comments start happening and they start trying to figure out who the guy is, what does he do? And they find him and it turns into this thing. It's always more than they expected.
If you try to hold my hand again, we're going to have some problems.
I'm trying to put a ring on it.
Well, Blue Nile's the perfect place for you. Is there anything you can't buy online? I once bought a rubber pig. I saw on TikTok you threw it to the ground and flattened like a pancake. You can find just anything online. Buy it more easily and conveniently than ever. You might think that's not the case when it comes to something as personal as your engagement ring, but Blue Nile's build your own ring option and overnight shipping options will have you wondering why you ever thought that. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler. Since 1999, they've helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. As an engaged man myself, I can tell you how important it is to have the perfect ring. With Blue Nile, you can create a bigger, more brilliant piece than you can imagine at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. They're committed to ensuring that the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also offers a diamond price guarantee, which means that in most cases, they can meet or beat a competitor's price on a comparable diamond. When you commit to a piece, so does Blue Nile. You get guaranteed service and repair for life. In most cases, Blue Nile can deliver overnight. Your ring and your secret are safe. Every Blue Nile order is insured and arrives in packaging that won't give away what's inside. And if your purchase isn't perfect, there's no problem. Blue Nile offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with the code Logan at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code Logan at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com! Back to the program. Him and I are...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Going to New York because Prime has sold its billionth bottle.
That's insane.
Which is a lot of bottles.
That's insane, dude.
And we're doing a massive activation in New York called the Ticking Prime Bomb, as it stands.
Mm-hmm.
And London.
Yeah.
And London. So essentially what we've done is we've created a pop-up store with a box inside of it that contains a Prime bottle that is solid gold. It's worth $500,000.
Yep.
It's encased in bulletproof glass, and over the period of 48 hours, people will get to go to this shop in London and New York, enter a code, and try to win the gold bottle.
Mm-hmm.
If no one gets the code right in 48 hours, the gold bottle will sink into a vat of acid and dissolve completely. Dissolve completely. What? No one gets it. $500,000.
Just disappears.
Gone.
Sorry.
Gone.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? What?
1 billion bottles. We're sending out cryptexes with gold bottles, and again, one in London, one in New York, and the machine, this is the most exciting part about it all, the machine was built by that Mark Rober.
Oh, I love him.
Mark Rober.
Oh, he's so best. Sick.
The YouTube scientist guru.
Yeah, he one of the best YouTubers.
He created a ninja course for squirrels.
Yep.
That's the one you saw. Oh, I love that guy, dude. Yeah, he's so great.
Him and his team built the box.
So non-controversial.
No, he's so wholesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah.
I met him at the Mr. Beast challenge thing, and he was just such a good guy, and he wanted to help on this project because his whole mission statement and his whole team's mission statement is he genuinely wants to teach kids about science and squirrels and engineering. He's really into it. And so he helped us on this project. And I think this is where I will tell you, I love Mark's mission in general. When I was growing up, I wanted to invent things. I wanted to make a product that would revolutionize the world. Mm. My degree in college before I dropped out was in industrial and systems engineering. And so I've always, in another life, I would have done what Mark Rober's doing.
Yeah.
And I think his mission is awesome. He's got this thing called the Crunch Box. It's like a it's like a science-y type educational thing that
isn't it every month?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like your subscription service that you pay every month to get a package.
Package, yep. With Crunch Labs, and for anyone who's interested in science, engineering, knowledge, learning from one of the best in the world right now, Mark Rober. I'm gonna put the link for his product here because I think it's actually awesome.
Especially if you have kids, it's great for them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect for them. Yep. Just, you know, for them to like learn new ways.
So what's the code
of science?
I know the code. Do you know the code?
I don't. Wait, how do you know the code?
We were brainstorming what to make the code. And
oh my God.
I wonder if I could give a hint. I should give a hint.
Don't tell me the code. So it's funny. So I told my girlfriend about this. She was like, oh, what's the code? I'm like, I don't know. But if I did, I would never tell you. Because what? All of a sudden, this random girl just happens to win $500,000. Yeah,
Kevin, my videographer, was asking. He's like, so what's the code? my cousin was wondering what the code is.
So wait, there's two of them?
There's two of them, and there's a 1 in 1,000,000 chance to win. There's 1,000,000 codes to choose from. 6 digits, dude. But.
That's it.
But. So.
How do you stop people from just standing there and just?
They have 60 seconds each.
No, but how do you manage?
Oh, so wait, so can you do as many times?
No.
Oh, you only get once.
One guess. And
how do you manage the line?
The line is going to be just filtering throughout the shop.
But what if one person just goes through like 12 times?
No, you can't. You get one guess.
Who manages the people?
Bro, we have a team.
No, what if like they wear prosthetic masks and shit and do biometric hacking?
No biometric hacking.
What if Mark Rober gets it?
Mark Rober's not going to get
using
it.
Using a squirrel. I'm just asking the what ifs. I come from a brand background, and I you know.
Here's what happens.
I do think it's going to be chaos.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Bro, this is going to be a fucking huge event. The amount of people are like, you might as well just go and try it.
Yeah. It'd be insane to show up and win a $500,000 prize.
I'm going to the London one. I was going to go to New York City, and then I found out that John Jones wasn't fighting, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to that shit.
Yeah.
I will say this. If no one gets it in the last hour, the odds of getting the code increase to like 1 in 10,000, and then in the last 10 minutes, it's like 1 in 10. And so like someone will win. And I think if one city gets it before the other, I think the other one is burned as well. Yeah, I think it's like a competition between New York.
Wait, well, you should have said that. Oh, is it just a one-day thing?
Two days.
Two days. Oh, okay. That makes me understand the only one person thing. Sorry, I thought it was a longer thing.
No, yeah.
Got it. Oh, okay.
One person. That's going to be ridiculous, man.
I want to say this right now. For the person who gets the gold bottle, I'm willing to buy it off of you.
Same.
I'll buy the gold.
I'll do it as well.
Yeah, because you know people might want cash. I think I just put this in the episode that's coming out that's this week. That's coming out next week. So that might not be in this episode.
No, come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. Why do we put it in both?
Why am I here twice?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So back to the real episode.
Question coming on to that: if somebody today, maybe that guy, offered you a fruitful, meaningful relationship. Like with as you said, like you're 31 with a real possibility of longevity, but the only question or the only ask is that you give up your lifestyle of content creation. Would you do that?
No. So listen, in the past, I would be very graphic about how I would talk about the guys I was dating, down to like dick size. Right. Like I was crazy. Right. Now I keep them a little more close to home. This story I talked about was about an argument that wasn't that big of a deal.
Wasn't that big, did you say? Are you doing little hints? You still do it.
His dick is tiny. No. Now it's really over. Now it's really over.
Wait, is it actually?
No, I'm fucking around. But I can't, I wouldn't tell someone, I promise you, I will never speak about you during a show or an interview or anything.
Right.
Can you promise that?
No, I wouldn't do that. If it put the entire relationship in jeopardy, though, potentially. But then I would just wouldn't do it. If I'm given a black or white and the relationship means a lot to me, I could.
But that
do
seems
it.
Like a kind of a shitty partner to give you that kind
of. I mean, maybe. No. But to be private.
But at the very least, like, offer very supreme guardrails on, like, what that conversation looks like. Like, dude, you're going to go on shows and somebody's going to say, oh, I saw you just got engaged. What, you're going to say, sorry, I can't comment on that.
That's literally what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy.
That's a crazy conversation.
My question kind of piggybacking off of that is, as a woman who makes content, and especially, like, you know, sexually forward content, sometimes dating content, do you feel safe walking around? Living your daily life?
I don't think any woman feels 100% safe in that way.
But you're famous.
You think I'm more of a target, is what you're saying.
Maybe not. I don't know if target is the right word, but you definitely grab attention. And
are you asking if I have, like, any stalkers?
No, not necessarily. I'm just, like, kind of... I'm like,
what are you asking, Logan?
I'm really aware of the fact that when content creators put themselves out there, they invite some weird energy into their lives, even just in the comments. Like, no, humans aren't designed to take feedback from thousands of people online. Like, that's not normal to go into a comment section and see hundreds of different people commenting what they think about your life.
It's unhealthy.
That's extremely unhealthy. It's toxic, and humans aren't designed like that. So when you're going through the comment section, you're seeing mean comments about you. I'm sure you've developed an extremely thick skin, but do these things affect you? And then does it translate into real life?
I definitely have gotten spooked. I don't live in the comment section the way I would have in the past. I feel like every woman feels a little bit scared, but I guess you're talking about my situation where there's so many people who have access. What do you mean by the weird energy?
You go out to a restaurant, there's a group of guys staring at you at a table because they know you're Sophia Franklin.
Okay.
And maybe one of them has even, like, DM'd you in the past. Mm-hmm. It's late at night. We're all getting drunk. They get a little ballsy. If you're with the guy, they approach him. And say some smart-ass comment to you or him. Do the comments on social media ever translate into any uncomfortable real-life situations?
Not too much. If anything, I would say me being, and I hate using this word term, public figure, would protect me in a way. Mm. However, I will say... I've had people come up to me and divulge shit that was not meant for me to hear, like complete strangers, because of, you know.
They think they know you.
Yes. And the subject and, like, the content that I talk about.
That's wild. Is your response like, hey, I don't give a fuck about
no,
what you
No.
She would never.
You're nice.
Nice to a fault. I'm like, oh, my God, come sit at my table. Oh. Shots all around. You want to come back to my place? Like, it's. I just go
Wait a
crazy.
Sec, what? That last part really threw me through a loop.
That was an exaggeration, but I will go.
See, I never know with her. Do you finally see what I'm fucking saying, dude? I never know.
I'm like, I tell them I'm on my period, but, like, I really want to have sex.
I'm so sorry for having started it so aggressively.
I thought it was, like, a little bit annoying, but I thought for the most part it was a joke. And then your vibes walking in, I was like, oh shit, this is, like, not a joke.
Well, we're just, no, of course it was a joke. Can I build off of his question a little bit? I want to ask you this and see if things have changed at all, because we had you on the show.
April 2019.
So what's that, over four years ago? So, like, in today's day and age, from a longevity standpoint, like, you're kind of a vet. You know what I'm saying? Like people come and they go. It's a very short-lived social media world. You look at some of these people coming up today, they may be gone tomorrow. Like, you've been in this shit.
Right.
You know, you're not OG like our other guests today, Casey Neistat, but you're close, you know? And I wanted to ask you, like, we survived a wave of, like, cancel culture around that time, like being led by, like, the likes of, like, Trisha Paytas, who maybe we'll talk about your guys' relationship a little bit later on, mm-hmm. where you could get pretty much smoked, canceled just for looking at a girl the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
And now we've seen this insane pendulum swing in the complete opposite direction with Red Pill, where women are being slut shamed every day. You're a whore. If you've ever posted, like, a picture with a bathing suit on, you are not, you know, able to get into a relationship or be married by a man with any kind of brain, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's the pendulum swing has been wild. And I wanted to ask you, have you noticed either from a content standpoint or in real life scenarios that has affected anything in your life?
So are you saying a few years ago we were very liberated sexually as like a culture and now it's the opposite?
It seems from a social media standpoint like that's the direction a percentage of the audience has swung to, especially as it pertains to what's viral. You did a podcast with someone and they kind of pushed on you a little bit as being like this, like imagine what he said to you being said in 2019. You're a 31-year-old ran through whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, bro, he would never be able to put a show out again 4 years ago. Like, he would be, Trisha Paytas would have an army of burning cross holding women. Maybe not, maybe that part doesn't seem
that sounds right. Like a little Blair Witch. Yeah, it's Halloween. You can't.
That was not right. But there would be a major pushback. Now that clip went viral because people were like, oh shit, this dude's right. Like, bro,
oh, are
like,
they saying well, that?
It was,
yeah,
well, no,
know.
It was, but it was a mixed bag. Back, you know, 4 years ago, it would have been a dramatically different reception to that clip. And so what I'm asking you is, has that affected you at all? This new wave of like, for example, we saw it in a major way with his fiance, with the fight, the support of the, of what happened by way of Dylan Danis for that approach towards a woman there. Say what you want. There was a tremendous amount of support for that type of activity.
Right.
And oh, this is funny. Yeah. Get her aggressive behavior, which 4 years ago, like I said, never would have happened.
See, I disagree with you. I think that that's always been there. I don't think it's gone away. I don't think it's gotten more intense.
Really?
That's wild.
That's a wild statement.
I think it's always been there. I think maybe women are more in tune with it. I haven't seen this huge shift. I personally feel like it's just always been bad.
Are you on Twitter?
Not really.
That's why.
Well, that's a part of it, but also you see on TikTok and you see on Instagram, clips go viral of this slut shaming. The podcast world, the streaming world certainly is chock full of that type of conversation.
I'm going to be honest with you. I live in a little bit of a bubble. I don't really read the comments. I don't spend that much time on social media to a fault where I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was trending or this is cool. But that's just kind of how I've always been. However, I think with that person you're referring to and people and
no, he is Logan's right, but it's
can I say person you're referring to?
Yes, of course.
And people supporting the slut shaming, it's always been there. And I think I used to get it worse.
No, come on. I used to get it worse. This is crazy. Right
no, it's
you're
not.
Wrong. You're wrong.
You're wrong. You're so Sophia, wrong. I'm sorry.
Are you guys mansplaining?
No, I don't think there's a woman watching this right now. A woman watching this right now who would agree.
Stop. That's the end of the sentence.
I don't think there's a woman watching this right now. Who would agree?
No, that I would love to ask. You guys, do the women in the room, do you guys feel like it's way worse now than it was 4 years ago? Maddie, answer correctly. I'm like talking right.
Well, I mean, dude, like.
I mean, it's kind of similar to what we were talking about yesterday, like the pendulum swing. We were literally having this conversation yesterday. Like, if you go so far in one direction, you end up coming out on the other side.
Correct, and that's
okay. So it's like a counterculture.
It's cyclical, and it'll go back the opposite direction. But you'd be crazy to say it's not the worst it's been in a decade.
Use the term red pill. If we don't want to talk about individual people, it's a movement. It's a real movement that has garnered billions and billions of views globally.
There are a ton of men who feel inadequate, who are unsatisfied with themselves, their position, and hurt people.
That I agree with. Yes, that I've seen.
And also just to add quickly onto that too, and a large push for conservatism as it pertains to religion that we've never seen on social media before, which kind of came out of left field. I didn't like,
right.
Like 4 years ago, as you said, that very sexually liberated front was holding strong. It was like the high pressure system that was kind of dominating, where, you know, we were call her daddy was having sexual conversations.
Right.
Now it's very like that's haram. There's Christianity is kind of having showing its face a little bit more. And I'm not good, bad, whatever, indifferent. I'm just saying this is true.
Yes. Okay. That I agree with. And I have seen that trend. I came into this business giving step-by-step instructions on how to suck dick.
Right.
So I think I'm a little bit immune to it. I was also working at Barstool where the fans are commenting every day telling me they wish I would get et cetera, et cetera. Right.
That's
so
crazy.
I think I kind of am jaded now.
Yeah, fair.
And I probably don't take it in the same way, you know,
fair.
Someone
got
else
it,
would.
Got it. Well, that makes sense.
I think, like I said, I think a lot of men are feeling inadequate. I think a lot of men and just people in general today feel lost, like really lost. And so to turn to someone on social media who seems like they have it figured out and to listen to what they have to say, it's really easy for young, impressionable people to just do what their, at the time, favorite social media creator is saying or doing. Even with religion, like religion is great because it gives people something to hold on to hope for, to be optimistic about and guide their lives. Religion yeah. is a code on how to live, and certain parts of it are fantastic. Certain parts of it, some people don't agree with.
Not for sure.
But I think we're definitely in a weird time where men specifically need better direction, need better role models.
They're just following, like, honestly, they're just following a very unrealistic model
for what
life looks like. I believe what we're seeing right now is the prevalence of this like guru mentality, which is basically like, this is how life should be lived in this very linear and vertical path, especially the way that I'm seeing it now explained by people who really haven't lived there's a couple of them that have, but there's a lot of them that are just kind of cornballs that sit in a chair and they're like, dude, don't do this.
To me, Mikey, they're all cornballs.
No.
You can't sit at a computer and comment on everyone's life and not actually do anything. Go outside, live a life, go experience things. Like, do something with your life instead of commenting on everyone else's and telling people how to live.
Yes.
What have you done? What have you experienced? I want to piggyback this and kind of like maybe wrap up the conversation or go into something else with like, like when those comments are made to you,
mm-hmm.
what goes through your head? Do you question yourself? Do you go, am I ran through? Like, why is this guy saying this? And is he right?
In that particular example, no.
Sorry.
I almost made my bio like 31-year-old been ran through. In that example, no. Do the comments ever get to me? Not really, no. I mean, you guys have to realize I went through one of the biggest bullying, like online bullying scenarios you can go through.
That was wild.
You know?
Talking about your breakup with Alex.
Yeah. I mean, that was me against Barstool, all their fans, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, like, you're actually tough as hell. Like, kudos to you. Good job for surviving that.
Thank you.
Because that shit's not easy.
No.
At all.
No.
And like I said, like, I think maybe this is like sexist in a way, but I have more empathy for women who go through online bullying and controversy because I think you guys are obviously more emotional. Like, mm-hmm. it's easier for men to just kind of turn off and be like, fuck everyone, fuck you, I'm a man.
Right.
But did that ever affect you? And you survived
it. I'm still affected, to be honest. Okay. Like, I'm not 100. I mean, I've came so far and I've done so much healing, but in certain ways, like, it does sneak up on me, right? And like manifests in ways like I wouldn't even notice. But of course, women are going to get it worse because there's, you know, for every 5 things you can say about a dude, there's 500 things you can say about a girl. No one's going to care if I comment on a picture of yours and be like, you're such a slut and you fuck da 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 da. But like a girl, you can bring that shit up all day.
Man. There's going to be certain parts of the audience that think I'm like so soft for this, but I really do feel it is tough to be a woman. I'm so glad I'm a guy.
That's not like a hot take. Like,
but there's going to be guys who are like, no, well, that's life. You were born into a woman's body too.
Well, listen,
no,
I think
you listen, Mike.
Yeah.
Y'all go through a lot of shit. Y'all can do a lot of shit. A guy can do the same exact thing as a girl, and the girl's going to hear it 100 times more than the guy doing the same thing in the same position.
You know, and on the flip side, I think for a man, you guys, there's a lot expected of you too in different ways. But yeah.
Listen, women are called the fairer sex for a reason. They do deserve our empathy. They do deserve our emotional support. They do deserve some level of leniency. There's like, not to go fully back to the red pill side, but there's been this push lately for like, oh, equal rights, equal fights. If a girl slaps me, I'm hitting her back. I'm not. I was raised to never hit a woman. I will grab them or hold them.
Right.
But I'm not going to punt. How crazy has the world gotten that that's an option on TikTok or Instagram or whatever? That's insane to me. Yes, women do deserve our tenderness and our love and a little bit of a feminine side from the man to get to that level. It's yin and yang. That is what yin and yang it is, men and women and us coming together to meet at a common ground to understand and show affection and love each other. That's what that means, right? But to say that men, the men who have, you know, settled this fucking land, who have died, who have gotten off P-boats or you know, stormed the beaches of Normandy, the men who have made scientific breakthroughs to solve this and solve that, the men who are pressurized and expected to provide at all times for the family. Like, if you come home and there's no food on that table because you didn't provide it, that woman's looking at you like you didn't do your fucking job as a man. I'm with you, brother.
That's fair.
But there's a lot of pressure on men as well. Fair. And I think the biggest thing coming out of even this microcosm of conversation right now is we got to all look out for each other. We all got to look out. I got to look at Sophia and say, I know you're going through some stuff that I could never understand and I'll never be able to truly empathize with, but I could at least empathize with that you're going through that stuff. And yeah, we just have as an internet, as a society, have just started doing such a terrible job of looking at our brothers and sisters and saying like, yo, I wanna approach this conversation in a respectful way because maybe I don't get what you're going through today.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that part upsets me so much and it's just so
what
absent.
Part? Can you explain that again?
Just like people's lack of empathy and lack of taking 1 second or 5 seconds to add a little bit of care in how they approach a conversation with someone else. And not and understanding of the things that I say to this person today could really have an impact on their life and on the productivity of our friendship and our civilization.
Yeah.
Like, if we were all just a little bit more understanding and a little bit more careful with how we approach the lives of others, I bet your society would be in a much better place.
I agree with that. And you think this shift, though, to go back to one of your other points, where men are kind of like pissed at women, right?
Yes.
Because years, like a few years ago, it was the feminist movement, like having another uprising, like equality, all those things, which are great.
Great.
And you think men didn't like that. And so they're going the other way.
I think a couple people spearheaded a movement that was in the opposite direction. And a bunch of young, impressionable people then followed and picked up on it.
Picked up the torch.
And that's kind of where we're at now. And mark my words, it's going to go in the opposite direction in another 4 to 5 years. And
we'll
be having the exact opposite conversation. And we'll have you on then as well.
And why
I feel like I'm the antichrist for those young impressionable men who hate women.
Well, it's like why are they angry is the other question. I think
everything that is that type of dude's worst nightmare. Literally.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
What do you look for in a guy when selecting a mate?
Is it their bank account? Can we go? Can we please talk about this really quick? This clip went pretty viral. Beyond viral.
I mean, they had a Fox News, a panel of people talking about
That's
it.
That's crazy.
Why? Why? Out of all the crazy shit I say.
Why?
That shit went international.
I think it was just said in such a matter-of-fact format.
Wait, so what did you say?
She said that the last 3 guys that she's dated, she asked all of them, was it the first date? On the first date, how much they have in their bank account?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Do you see why all like the incel type dudes fucking hate me? And then I'm also like, oh my God, have as much sex as you want. Like, they hate me.
Well, is that the bank account portion content or is that true?
I'm going to go ahead and say.
No, tell the truth.
No, I am. I will bring it up on a first date. Genuinely.
You'll say what exactly? I have to know.
Can I see your bank account? Are you rich? Are you rich? How much money do you make? How much money do you have in the bank? And do you guys see how funny that is? You're hysterically laughing. If he's not into it, I play it off like a joke and I just seem like a crazy fun bitch.
No, wait. I think it's kind of valid. You gotta date some broke bitch. I'm sorry.
Bro, like, that is no, in. That
nah,
is
it's, nah. It's like, not, if you want to do with money, if that's a thing that you want and you want to live a lifestyle that is luxury, if that's what you're looking for, fair fucking question. I don't see the problem with it.
Like, if you wanted to live in this apartment.
So for me,
which is a Ryan Serhant represented apartment and is for sale right now.
Yeah, wait.
If you have $15 million and you want this apartment, hit up Ryan Serhant.
Who lives here? Sophia's interested.
Yeah, who lives here? Listen, do you guys take a girl out on a date without thinking she has the hottest bod and the hottest face?
Oh, I'm thinking it, but have I ever said to her, yo, let me see that pussy on the first date? No.
But you're so lucky. Like, but you're so lucky that you can just see it, right?
Okay.
It's the same shit.
But do you understand why that would make certain people call you out as potentially being superficial? Because if you went into a date knowing the only reason the guy was there to date you was because he thought you had a nice box or a fat ass or whatever.
I know that's the only reason.
No, it's not. What? There's a lot of guys out there who are looking for partners.
Right.
So it depends on what type of world you're in. If you're looking to just fuck and go on a couple flyouts, then that conversation has merit. But if you're looking for a partner for life and your first question from them is how much money is in your bank account, can you see why that would be looked at as a bit strange?
Okay. This is the thing. Is... I am so sick of people taking like a 10-second soundbite,
sure,
and fucking using it and rolling with it and just not including anything else.
Headline culture, no content.
First glance culture. Yeah. It's easy.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
When I said that, I meant it. If they don't want to show me their bank account, I'll laugh it off. And if I really like them, we'll go on another date.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Let me see your phone. I'm sure.
No,
I can
so
pull
I was gonna. No, so
pull it up.
So I was gonna ask you.
Do you want me to look at yours?
Do I get a second? Now listen. This is in combination with a very nice home, which I'm sure you know about because you probably do your research. Investments,
you have money,
so on
and
so
forth.
She knows the excuses. She knows you. Do I get a second date?
How do I know this isn't Photoshopped? Yeah. I would give that a second date.
Do I? It's in the top right. You got to like zoom.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way you can say yes like that the same way to both of them. His should have got a more resounding.
You asked me second date. You asked me.
Well, what?
I am shocked.
What, how little it is?
No. Oh. I'm shocked that her reaction was so...
Oh, so similar.
Because this is the...
No, I think maybe because... No, you know what?
Sorry, can we redo it? No.
I'll jump on the couch for Logan's response.
No. For both
of you guys
what's the max
are
you've
very
seen?
Successful.
What's the max you've seen in a bank account on the first date? Actually, scratch that. Max, you've seen in a bank account. Let me see your bank account, guy. How much did they have?
I honestly, 30 million, maybe.
Oh, that's a pretty solid checking account.
But this is the thing. It comes off like I am superficial as fuck. To me, I have a very probably not healthy and skewed view on men, right? Like, I grew up with a single mom. Like, I have daddy issues. I've talked about it. I think if I'm going to get married, which I want to do, there is a great chance that it doesn't end up working out. He like cheats on me and goes for a younger model. I know it's sad, but it's true. Or maybe like I you know, find someone. It's a realistic thing. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Marriage lasts forever.
I'm with you. But the way you are presenting this is great. Okay. Because you had me in the first inning there. You had me in the first
half,
right?
Okay, then where did I lose you?
Okay, when you said, like, you grew up with a single mom,
uh-huh.
The switch in my brain said, okay, so she's looking for a man that certainly can support her. And I get that because you've probably had to deal with, like, my mom had to work 3 jobs to pay for my braces. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I smile every day mostly because of that, because I don't want my mom to have wasted that time and money, right?
We love you, Robin.
So I respect that. But then it sounded like you started skewing in a weird territory when you're like, well, I want to make sure I'm set up, because when that divorce happens, I need to check the fuck out, bro. I need my bag, son.
I need stability for my kids because I want to have kids.
Got it.
Let me ask you this.
That's where it's coming from. And I don't think you can call someone who has a very successful career in their own right superficial. I mean, maybe you can.
So what do you, so counter that man we talked about earlier who said how can you demand that because you're a 31-year-old ran through. What are you bringing to the table?
Me? Like, what, I mean, you want me to give you a list of all my best qualities?
I mean, that was a pretty valid answer. If that shows you're very confident.
I would like to hear the list.
Successful, kind, funny, good looking, and a good person. I'm a really good person, even though I say wild ass shit. I think that's really important.
Those are all things I believe.
Yeah.
Am I missing? Actually, can you guys let me know? Because
I'll tell you one thing that I can
You got rid of the split ends.
Problematic for you. You don't have any split ends. No, the one thing I could see being an issue is how public you are about your life and dating and sexual history.
Right.
You're going to need a real confident man. And maybe Mr. $30 million man is that guy.
Yeah.
If he turns around and says, let me see your fucking bank account. You said you were successful. What do you say to that?
That's a good question, Logan Paul.
Like, equality does not belong here. not in this conversation.
Okay, what if this guy is that confident man? BDE takes you on a second date, third date, fourth date. You guys are going steady. You guys get so involved. No, and it's this $30 million man.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, you know, Sophia, I think you're my life partner. I'd like to marry you.
Uh-huh.
As long as you sign this prenuptial agreement.
1,000,000%.
You would?
Yes.
Well, hold on.
Doesn't
that negate everything you said?
Well, no, but the prenup will obviously still.
What if there's a good chance that this is the other thing? Men are scam artists. That's going to end up being a soundbite. That's going to end up being a fucking soundbite watch. There's a lot of dudes that flex so much and have nothing.
Yeah.
That's 99%. That's
Los
even
Angeles?
Most of the no, it's even most of the red pill people that claim to be the leaders of the world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I'm like, let me actually see the bank account. Because you could be out here dropping, you know, $1,000 on dinner and picking me up in a super nice car.
Least. But then why is it important to you if you would also sign a prenup?
Because what if I end up being the one with all the money?
Well, not if Mr. $30 million man, verifiable bank account, shows up.
What if, you know, he gets in trouble for tax evasion and he fucks me and, like, I have to give up 50% of my assets? Like, there's always a chance that something
That seems like a wild scenario. He turns out to be Sam Bankman-Fried.
The majority of billionaires or multi-millionaires. I don't think tax evasion's that crazy of a scenario.
If they have money, are you willing to sacrifice your requirements in some other categories?
What do you mean?
Okay,
like if they're beat, this dude's like a 5.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got $30 million in his bank account.
If he's good in bed, then we're fine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a scenario for you.
Okay.
Mm. But I think you may have already answered, but I wrote this down. Would you rather marry a guy who is rich, buys you a ton of fancy shit like Birkins, brings you on dope trips, but cheats on you, or marry a broke dude who can't buy you shit, but his tongue is called the Clit Finder 4000. He beats up your pussy because he's mad at the world, and he doesn't cheat.
No, forget the cheating. Just good.
Shut up, Dylan. Did I ask you?
It wasn't your problem, Dylan.
Okay, so the second one, does not cheat.
No, he don't cheat. He loves you. Like, literally, he sends you flowers on the most random days with little teddy bears that are holding like a tiny balloon.
I'm going to say the first guy. And here's why.
This is why the red pill community exists.
No. Listen.
Okay.
My mom has been
the breadwinner.
Shout out Lola. And not just because she's been single. So she ought to be the breadwinner. She's been married a few times, right? And those relationships didn't last for various reasons. One of the biggest ones being that she was the breadwinner. Mm. That it's like a very hard dynamic.
Yeah, it is.
For men
that
and women.
Is a weird dynamic.
It honestly is.
Do you think?
Oh shit.
Do you think most men prefer a supportive woman or a leading woman?
Supporting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's true too. Yeah, I can't.
Is it intimidating when a woman can stand on her own two feet and can kind of wear the pants in a relationship?
You tell me.
I've always I've always found it attractive when a woman is independent and can leave me at any second whenever she wants because she's her own personality and
is
independent. I always thought that was kind of cool. It makes me feel like we're both in it.
Yes.
I'm not a typical guy in the sense of this is my household. These are my rules. You will have the table clean, the house, everything. Like, I really think like relationships should be 50-50. And men are better at some things. Women are better at some things. Mm-hmm. And you got to find out where, you know, you guys complement each other.
I agree with that. But let me ask you this. If, and I don't know what the situation is, but your partner made significantly more money than you, would you be totally fine with that?
I think we'd buy this apartment.
So you'd be chill with it?
Of course.
Are you sure? Dope. Like if your fiance was, I don't know why I thought of Elizabeth Holmes. I think because you're wearing a turtleneck. But it was Elizabeth Holmes, right? She had just come up with CRISPR. And she's like, and she comes up to you and she's like, Logan. Because she had that deep ass voice. She's like, Logan, tonight we're going out for sushi. Be ready at 8 p.m. because you always take too long to get ready.
I'd love that.
Then she just went and showered and came out and like fucking grabbed your hand. You'd be cool with that?
It's what's happening tonight. We're going to Polo Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Polo Bar. She's taking me on a date. Cause I've been so lazy on taking her on a date. She's like, "Yo, be ready this fucking time. We're going out. I'm gonna get the Uber." She's doing everything. It's fantastic.
So damn, you don't pick up the bill every time.
No, I insist.
Yeah,
I insist.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
How would you feel if she got up to use the restroom, gave you her credit card, and was like, "Here, baby."
It's happened.
It's happened to me,
and I feel incredibly grateful.
It's kind of cool. It is kind of cool. Occasionally.
I like that. I think, you know, we should be partners. I'm not so fucking crazy jaded. I want to be partners with someone. I think, though, you guys have to be somewhat on the same level. How about that? Is that fair?
I think with the paying stuff, like the right balance is like I'm doing the majority of the lifting. But if we go to get coffee, sometimes you just jump in and put your card in the machine. That's like where I'm at.
If they never offer...
Like, if they're, like, invoicing you for Ubers.
No.
You know what I'm saying? When you flew them out on a trip and they have to get from the airport to the hotel and you spent $4,000 and they're like, "Yo, I took a $100 Uber. Can you pay for it?" You got a problem.
Yes.
Like, the girl should chip in just from a standpoint of, like, "Yo, like, I just want to show you that I'm invested in this as well." From the start.
That's what I agree with, and that's how I date.
Like, the quick first date rule, just for anybody watches, because a lot of this should turn into value, and I think we should try to deliver as much of that from a dating standpoint, is like, if I bring a girl to a nice dinner for a first date, when you go for a round of drinks afterwards, just like two drinks, they buy the drinks afterwards. I've always thought that was like a cool, like little, just one round, like you buy a nice dinner, you go out, you spend who cares? Applebee's, 150, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you go get two beers at the local pub after, she's like, "Yeah, I'll get these." Like, that's a cool little...
Yeah. Yes.
First date dynamic.
I mean, I think that's cool. I think on the first date, you want to pick up everything that's cool too.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it's just more like a convenience thing because you and I are both fortunate and both have money.
I just think it's a cheat, like low key a cheat code for the women listening to this. Like on that first date, if you like, yeah, just something small, like just to be round. Like, yo, like, you know, like, let me get this one. Like, I'm telling you, the dude might not let you, but either he's not going to let you and he's going to be like, that was cool. Or he's going to let you and be like, that was cool. Like, wait, there's
would
no,
you, would
you
really
can't
think
lose
this. Girl's cooler if she did that. If you were super into
it's just
her,
a show. I just think it's just like a show of like, yo, I, maybe the, like pull the rest of the
answer.
Room.
Here's
a
the answer.
Bit.
I'm going to answer for Mike. The answer is yes, it's cool. Also, it doesn't fucking matter at all. Completely okay, irrelevant. If she didn't, who gives a shit? He's going on a second date with the girl.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
What
like,
you
what, yeah.
can do, what you can do, and this is another thing that like went viral, and I think the headline Daily Mail was like, embarrassing girl gives you a trick about what to, like, I don't even remember.
I love that you know
oh,
that.
Oh, it was, the headline was so embarrassing, and this is what a girl does to show that she has options. Which is why I like release that whole I have options clothing line, whatever, is to have the bartender send you a shot. Or when the guy goes to the bathroom, have the bartender
Yo,
send you a drink.
Wild.
You're a mind game. You're a mind
game.
Yeah, are you toxic?
Why? Are you toxic?
No.
Why did you put your tongue into the roof of your mouth when you said that like that, dude?
Because I want to answer honestly.
That's wild. But
okay. I probably am toxic without realizing it, which is really scary and worse. Well, which is
no,
worse.
No, you just
so
said
consciously
it.
Toxic.
You just
the
said
worst.
It. You might be a little aware of it, but that's crazy. Because that's when do the games end? That's insane. Yo, like you have to sit there and act like someone sent you a shot. You said it to yourself.
I think that could be a fun thing to do. Why not?
Because the only reason is because if the person comes back from the bathroom and you're like, yeah, that person sent me a shot. You're now lying. You have entered a lie within the first 30 minutes of meeting a person on some thing that didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Because you have options.
Okay.
You don't need to fake it.
It's just, okay, if the date is going south, it's a little trick that you can do. Would it not?
Well, that's cool to get out of a date. To get out of a date.
I'll tell you what it would make me do. I would say, that's great. Who sent you the shot?
Oh, shit.
Where is he?
Fuck, I didn't think this far into the fire.
He really would do
and,
this.
And then then you go, it was that guy over there at that table. I'd approach him. He'd say, what the fuck are you talking about? And now we have an issue. Sophia, I don't know. It just checks
okay,
out.
Okay, you know what? I'm taking the whole thing back.
Well, no, no.
At this age, I would never do that shit. Ever.
When's the last time you did it?
I don't know if I actually have done it. Like in my mid-20s, I was out of control.
Well, yeah. but here's another strange part to it. It also depends on, the dynamic depends on where the other person is at in their life. Like you would do that. She might not do that to you. Because she might know, like, yo, he might go press these dudes and be like, yo, you see I'm on a date with this girl. You send her a fucking shot? Like, but, if she's on a date with Steiny, like, it might work.
The way you said Steiny.
Well, no, I don't mean Steiny. I love Steiny. I don't mean it like that. But I just mean, like, he's not going to go up to the table and be like, yo, dog. Like, did you just send, like, he might actually. He might actually.
Don't discount Steiny.
But it is, and I want to talk about Steiny in a second, but it is a semi-dependent on the dynamic and stages of people's lives in a relationship because, dude, like, I'm in a weird place in my life. Right? Like just overall content, career, everything. Like in terms of who would actually want to date me. Like I had a conversation with my girlfriend a couple weeks ago. Yo, this weekend, I can't hang out with you because I'm going to Oktoberfest with Corinna Kopf and Anal Princess. Like though that sentence came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So like our relationship based on that just individual portion of that dynamic is very different than Logan and Nina's or yours and whoever has $30 million in their bank account.
By the way, I'm not out here only dating someone with $30 million.
That was just...
Mike is taking it out of context.
No, I didn't... It was just an... Sorry. It was just an
ambitious.
It was just an example. So isn't it somewhat dependent because like I've had girls say things to me like even more detrimental than just getting a shot that was kind of like subconsciously inferring that and be like, we'd get in a fight and they would just be like, yo, just so you know, like, you're not the only motherfucker that could do this shit for me. Like, really, like, say it, like, flat out.
But question.
Yeah.
That's fucking toxic to me.
It
you
is.
Know that.
Yeah,
you
but,
know that.
Yeah,
you
but,
know you're
yeah,
dating
but
a pretty girl.
Sure,
most
but my
guys would love to be with.
Sure, my question is, at what point does, like, a certain level of toxicity from one side match a certain level of inconsistency or strangeness on the other? Do you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes
they're the same category.
No, they're not. They're not the same category. But
she could be strange.
It's like red flags passing in the night, like two ships, and those red flags drive up and hop on each other's boat. Like, yo, I'm fucked up. Are you? you see, you're one of those guys that I'm talking about. Like, you're very kind of like, as much as people think you are fully Illuminati, like drinking children's blood, which, you know, whatever. You're a very normal fucking. You actually are a very normal person, bro. Like, you've really continued to embody in your personal life a lot of normalcy.
I agree with that.
And so, like, from
I went to Rumble boxing.
I know. I'm not talking about that individually.
That felt like a normal experience.
But I just mean, like, dude, you're, like, caring, and you're very cautious of, like, not upsetting her, and she's the same with you, which is, like, very emblematic of, like, a very normalized relationship. I do weird I'm a bit weird.
The first time I met you guys, however many years ago, and recorded with you, I sensed that, right? Like, you and I were a little bit darker.
Well, we were always the matchup. Yeah. And then him and Alex were the matchup.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I went on to date a porn star, which completely fucking supported your thought. Uh-huh. And he went on to own a business and have a fiance that was very semi, at least, normal situation. You're very much in a boat with me, having fake bartenders send you shots.
I swear. Damn, I screwed myself by bringing that shit up.
No, but I just...
Do you regret ever saying too much online?
I mean, it's way too far past. Yeah. Like, I can't.
You're in too deep.
There's way too many things. Like, I can't even regret it.
When you go on dates with guys, do they know that you have a podcast? Do most of them know you're Sophia with an F?
Yeah.
And
every single one.
And does that excite them or concern them?
I'm going to say 99% of the time excites them.
Yeah, for sure.
I just wonder if, you know, maybe like a private, especially maybe sometimes wealthy guy would be scared that he could be exploited online.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's brought up, but I would say the majority like it and think it's cool.
Do you think they're intimidated when it's time to throw down?
The card?
No,
throw down the card. To have sex. Yeah, throw down the card. Throw down the card.
To
pay for the meal.
That's not what you meant. Do you think they're intimidated when it's time to have sex?
Okay. I've never to throw down. Is that how you
Yeah, for sure.
Sex?
I didn't know how to say it.
I didn't.
Look, okay. I'm married, so like this whole conversation is weird.
Nuance.
But like I'm like, do you intimidate men sexually?
that was fine.
No, I don't think so. No. But I think if a dude's super, super into me, he'll be nervous the first time hooking up, but that's not because of my show.
I disagree with that. I think anytime you put a certain level of conversation around your sexuality, and by the way, also create almost like a vertical for yourself, which you had all the way back to like Gluck Gluck and all that shit. Like even the same for me. Like when I show up, they're like, "Oh my god! Like I had sex with all these adult stars. Like they, you know, you have created this whole like." Entity for yourself. Like, I feel pressure to fucking show up, and so do they. You don't feel that
pressure to perform?
Yeah. Like, what if you give like sandpaper dome, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, what if like it's like
about.
A meat grinder and they're like, damn, this whole Gluck Gluck scenario was all just
she's
fictitious
a fraud.
Yeah,
I don't I
send her
I,
a fake
they
shot
want to see you to walk the walk.
No, I don't feel
gluck the
pressure
gluck.
I really don't. I just straight up. And that's not me saying like, oh my God, I'm so good at giving head. That's not it at all. I'm not going to hook up with you unless I know you are really into me. And I just, the sex will be great.
Do girls think they're good at giving head? Most girls?
I think so.
Is that true?
No. I don't think I'm great. I think I'm like, if I'm really care about someone, I'll make it a good one.
Do you ever get feedback?
No.
Well, that might be a sign.
I mean, what do you mean?
That might be a bad sign.
Oh, well, like that's him bad. Moaning and being like, that's
no,
so
no, 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 like conversational.
No, like a debrief.
Yeah.
Like
yo,
after,
what you
like,
just
that
like,
was so hot? Yes, of course.
Well, it didn't
that
seem like it 5
crazy.
Seconds ago.
Yes. Yes, they
it,
do.
It seems weird to me that there's such a problem. Like, you guys tried to help all these girls. And it's crazy to me that there's such a problem with such a mechanical scenario. I think honestly, I'll be honest. I think dry mouth is the biggest thing that people are up against these days.
I agree.
Needs to be more. I think we're at a bit of a standstill in society right now. And something needs to be done about the halitosis in the blowjob community. I'll just throw it out there.
Is that like a, it's like, dude, really it's like common thing?
No, sorry. That's not what I meant by that. What I mean by that is I believe it's the easiest solution to turn your Camry blowjob into a Lambo blowjob. I really mean that. It is a saliva-based solution. Mm. If you try to drive a sports car with no oil in it, that car is going to cause friction and explode like my dick would if there was... Do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I learned that in my last relationship. Like, the more saliva and the wetter it is equals how good of a blowjob.
It's pretty easy.
How did you not know that?
I really didn't know that until three years ago.
Do you know they make pills? This is crazy. Sarah, for dry mouth?
They probably make you salivate.
She doesn't like when I get this into the conversation. This has nothing to do with me, by the way. I just know about this through research, Sarah.
Why do I feel like just by association, like I'm the whore that's like...
No.
Are you sure?
I've been a whore in my life. I'm talking just from pet. Now I'm locked in. Okay. I am so locked in. I'm buying flowers with little teddy bears with tiny balloons. Like, you have no idea. But there are pills that you can take, or a woman can take. I mean, I guess a man could... Whatever. There are pills that women can take that creates an excess of saliva. And I'm talking about a real thick, WD-40 style saliva in your mouth.
I don't know what a W whatever for
it's an oil.
It's a lubricant.
Okay. Like you could blow a bubble.
Literally.
Wait,
literally.
What is it called?
I don't know. And we're not going to promote it. But like, all I'm saying is like, it just seems like that's the missing factor in a lot of
I like what you said, Mike. It feels like a mechanical thing. It's mechanical.
Well, that's and that's
what when girls give head.
Just head, it is.
You know, besides the enthusiasm and the passion for cock, you can get tactical with it. You could learn and improve.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't think you can. I just spoke about this on a show recently where I don't think it's the same comparatively with intercourse. I think intercourse, especially for the woman, but also for the majority of men, is a very chemistry driven, psychological or physiological connection with the other person that creates this beautiful, harmonious experience.
That's
right?
Smart. I like that.
And certainly for the woman, that WD-40 that could be provided via pill from an oral standpoint is not just, you can't create that outside of a romantic, harmonious experience that is physiological.
Right.
So like to create meaningful sexual intercourse is a much harder thing to do than to create a good blowjob, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. You can't fake chemistry, and a blowjob does not require chemistry.
Correct.
It just requires
mechanics. You got to glock the
will. Glock. Yeah. Just, I'm here to make this incredible.
I have a question.
Like, I'm going to give it my all.
This is a pretty straightforward question.
Okay.
Okay, so what if you're out on a date, first date, you ask the guy to see his bank account, and he says, okay, I'll show you my bank account if you tell me what your body count is.
I would tell him.
You would?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Just like that?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think like, I'm not going to tell you.
I was kidding. I don't want to know that. Why the fuck?
I think it's irrelevant.
It's so irrelevant. What do you mean?
What do you mean? You just said you'd tell the guy.
No, if he asked.
That's a totally different scenario. Yeah.
Bro, we're adults. Who gives a shit? Let's put it like this. Is it more than zero?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the only thing that matters. Like, why are we talking? Sorry.
This is actually very interesting.
Let me stop. I'm speaking from a bubble. I'm speaking from a bubble. I told him yesterday
that guys
it's funny
care.
For me because I'm almost contradicting my statement that I don't care about anything that happened before right now. I don't. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you ate for dinner. I don't care who won World War. I don't give a fuck. We are living here and then tomorrow's tomorrow. But anything that happened before, like I'll take learnings from. But like, what is it? Okay. What if you fell head over heels for someone? I mean, you loved them so much that all you could think about all day long was them. They made you laugh. They supported you. They were such a great partner. And then you found out that they banged Dylan Danis in 2013. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are you just like, oh shit, can't date this person now?
Are you asking me?
I don't know. I'm just asking the world. I'm asking the ethos.
No, you
like,
wouldn't
care. Like, are you that fucking... you're gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna just
that
roll
one's
this.
Crazy. That one's crazy.
Yeah, all right.
That one's crazy. Yo, no, if you were with a girl that did that, she gotta go.
But
I'm
just
sorry.
Mean, but
she
I just mean,
go.
But I just mean, okay. Here's my question: you fall in love with me, and I tell you, yo, there was this time back in Cancun. It was like 2009, where I paid a young lady whose nickname was Chiquita to give me a blowjob in Cancun, and then I did have anal intercourse.
It's complete.
Like, do you just say like, "Oh my God, like loved you
why
before"?
Anal?
Sorry, I don't I know. Ask? It was a bad day. But what I'm saying is this: like,
it
are
was
you just
a great day?
Are, yeah, it was a great day. Are you just like, oh, you know what? Actually, you know, I don't really love you anymore.
No, but it's completely different for a dude and a woman. It just is, and you can sit here. I mean,
no,
Mike,
is,
maybe
is,
you're
is,
different.
Is.
I can tell, like, Logan, if it was a really high number, like, you would not.
No, he definitely.
You would care.
Yeah.
You would not like that.
That is true.
You, I don't know so much.
What do you mean? Of course you know. My last.
So you wouldn't give. So you wouldn't give a shit.
You're like, not to say it again, because I'm not going to say it, but let's put it politely. You see my dating history.
But
what do you mean if I would I care?
But that doesn't.
It's like
mean
a circus act.
You could still care. You could still care and date someone. It could still be something that bothers you in the back of your mind. Did
that,
it?
That might be true.
Thank you.
That might be true.
Yeah. Did it a little bit?
I don't know. The relationship didn't work out. It could have been for various reasons. But you
something
could
to think about.
Because, like I said, I'm unable to track anything that's happening in reality, so I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, like you don't know where you are.
No, I'm using transcranial magnets to shock my brain.
Okay.
Did you ever bang Steiny?
No.
Would you?
Mm-mm.
Why? What's his main downfall?
I don't want to hook up with a guy in the industry, and he's like a really good friend. To me, I don't know how he sees it. Also, he's sociopathic. Like, he's really is a lunatic.
He's why he is wild.
Like, I will speak to him and 20 minutes later be speaking to a completely different person.
Oh, so he's like schizophrenic.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh. Did you see that video I sent you of him walking around my house in his underwear at 7
yes,
in the morning?
Yes. It was like a camera.
Yeah.
That you, why was he half naked in your house?
Well, we had like a night where we like went out. And I just for clarity, I don't think there's anybody who in real life doesn't like actually enjoy Steiny. Like he's funny, dude.
He's the best.
He's like a character, you know? Yeah. So he came out and this was pre my current girlfriend and I was out with it was just me with like an entourage of adult stars and we were singing karaoke and he like that's like kind of his thing now. He's like trying to move into like the space that I crafted with my hands for this industry and now he's kind of going there.
Which is
I don't fucking know. Just like hanging out with chicks,
adult
dude.
Stars.
Yeah, adult
oh,
stars, or,
okay.
or whatever. But just like the girl angle of it, right?
Okay, got it.
So he came through and we had a great time. And then he was like, "Dude, like I'm gonna stay." Like I was like, "Yo, you can crash in my guest room if you want." And he did. And then he woke up the next morning and just went fingering through the cabinets in his underwear looking for Prime. And it was just I got an alert on my phone at like 7 in the morning and he was like walking through my living room picking a wedgie.
A good,
he was wearing like
good,
tidy whities.
It's a good hangover drink.
His
oh yeah, for sure.
His tidy white yeah, he was wearing tidy whities. I love him, and when I say he's sociopathic, he is in the best way. It's what makes him him.
He's great.
I love him, but no, we have not hooked up.
What's the best way for a guy to get you to like him? Toxic traits only.
Have I not named 20 so far?
I don't think it, not from the guy's perspective. Like if a guy is like this, you go, I'm kind of into that.
Toxic traits only. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
That could be one of them. Does he like a finger in his butt? What if he likes
No, hold on.
I would say maybe mansplaining only because I think it can come off very confident, not talking to me like I'm an idiot, which is what that means.
Yo, why don't you put that mic in front of your face like that?
No, it's fine. I realize
I haven't moved.
No, it's fine. When they're here, sometimes they block from that.
But would you like if a guy said that to you?
If he said what?
Like put the. Yo, we're on
a podcast.
No,
popular format on YouTube.
No.
Like that.
No, I wouldn't like that. maybe mansplaining is the wrong word. Toxic trait.
Like, if you're going to play paintball and he's like, here's what you got to do. Take the safety off your gun. You hide behind this pillar until someone comes out. When you see them.
See, that's not how I imagine mansplaining. To me, mansplaining is he's like, I'm about to order something off the menu. And he's like, don't, you know what? Don't even worry. Like, you don't even need to finish. I'm going to order for us.
That's me. Oh, my God. I won't even let a girl have a menu.
That's like.
Oh, my God, bro.
I think that can be hot. And I know it's probably not good.
No, girl. No, well, I'm. Because I made
her. I'll leave this here. No, you don't have to. Okay, I'm leaving.
I can't. Something made her excited. It's going to get me in trouble. That's cool that whoever, not me doing that, would make you interested in it. But obviously, I would never have no menu. I can understand how an overly comp. But I feel like, and you probably can agree with this, it has to be rooted in true, authentic confidence. Like, there's a lot of guys out there who try to throw off BDE, and it's not justified.
Totally. Yes, 100%.
Like if he orders the food and like he orders like sushi at the Italian restaurant. Ooh. Do you know what I'm saying? Like his confidence
is missing.
Chicken
teriyaki at a sushi place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the teriyaki if it's fusion. If it's
because chicken teriyaki can slap.
Yeah, if it's fusion, but if he goes to Lavo and orders sushi.
If there's like an omakase situation and you are like, I'm just going to do the chicken teriyaki with white rice.
That you can't do that.
No.
You got the chef pick.
So I think that's hot. But I feel like there's got to be some other toxic traits. I feel like I only date toxic dudes. So, ooh, here's a really good one. Love bombing. Coming on way too hot, way too fast. Getting a tattoo 2 weeks into dating me, which is something that happened, and I ended up dating him for a long time.
What'd the tattoo say?
My name.
With an F or PH?
With a fucking F. Perfect. Are you joking? Perfect. I'm not supposed to say the F word, right? For you too.
Have you not been on this podcast today?
I'm serious? You, Mike, where I'm kind of, I don't know where I am.
Thank you. Because so, you also answer, you also need about 3 to 4 answers to any question before we all agree, and then you agree that it was the answer you wanted to give the first time.
Okay, amazing.
Like, me and you are very...
That's how I'm like in real life, too. I have to hear...
Like, you ain't standing on business, dude, at all, bro.
But, yeah, the love bombing.
What about the opposite?
Ooh, he's done.
Okay, that's been a tricky one with me. And I have a lot of respect for... I'm slow, bro.
If he plays hard to get.
No, not hard to get, but I'm just like... You know the what are we conversation that we all either want or dread, or you're probably the one pushing for it. But guys,
I never. Oh, okay. And I, by the way, women watching this, do not be the one to bring up that conversation. Oh,
they always
so
do.
Tough.
They do.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-mm. Or
because if men are dragging it out, especially a player like Mike, how dare he? Eventually, the girl's gonna want to know, like, what the fuck am I doing here?
They either do it verbally. Or through action.
And they try to make you jealous.
No, or...
I love that that's where your head goes.
Yes, what they do is...
Sometimes, but that's toxic. See, that's toxic. Instinctively.
Yes, when they want to have the conversation, they have the fake bartender send a ghost shot. Yes, that's exactly what happens.
But what else do they do if they're not trying to make you jealous?
No, the opposite. They will start to tighten a leash that has not been said to exist yet. So I'll be at a club... We haven't had the conversation. I'm standing a little bit too close to a girl that I don't know. We leave the club. The girl I'm just started talking to is a little bit pouty. Why are you pouty? Who the fuck was she? That's the same as a what are we conversation. That's the same thing. You're just doing it in a different. You're just doing it in a different approach.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I've done like a version.
Because if I say like, because I'm either going to respond in two ways. I'm either going to say, babe. I don't know that girl. Well, I'm not going to say babe if it's that early. I'm going to say, like, I don't even know who that girl was. Like, I'm here with you. I'm leaving with you. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm going to draw the line and not be about the relationship, I'm going to be like, yo, what do you think in your fucking mind right now gives you the right to ask me that question?
Okay, so that would be the mansplaining crazy.
And then as opposed to turning you off, you would be more turned on by it.
No.
And it would work against
them. No, I don't like if a guy uses the F word when he's raising his voice.
What if he puts a finger in your face?
Oh my God.
Are
oh
you
my
joking?
God.
Absolutely not.
What if you're at dinner and you're talking, you're in the middle of a story, a good story that you guys had last night, you and your boyfriend,
and he goes like this?
And he covers your mouth. To tell the story for you.
Jokingly.
What are we talking about?
Jokingly. Like, okay, say you started telling no, not the finger in the
and
face.
And they're trying
no,
to
No, not
funny.
The finger in the face.
You did finger face to
what,
my girl.
What's the finger
no,
in
no,
the face?
No, no, she did it to me first. What are you talking about? That's the reason it all started at Qatar.
Wait,
she
what's
said
the
like
finger
this. What are you talking about?
I thought you put
no, what I would never do that.
You did
I was the
re
No, I just oh, we were arguing. Oh, and then she put her finger in my face and I said, don't
face.
Put your finger in my face. That was the opposite. I would never do that.
Would you put your finger in a guy's face?
No.
Would you put your finger in a guy's butt?
Yes. But not in the middle of an argument.
What about in the middle of the street?
Yo, that actually is not a bad time to do it. It would really diffuse the situation. Not with me, of course. I don't like that kind of thing.
Bullshit. Would it diffuse?
It depends how heated the argument is.
Okay.
Do you try to de-escalate when you get in fights?
No.
Hell no.
You're going for it.
Oh my God.
You're going for it.
Amplify.
You
unless I'm tired.
You need a therapist.
She has one.
How many?
One.
Get more.
And a psychiatrist.
That's good. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you thought about finding Jesus?
Maybe. Maybe. I think you guys are just as crazy as I am.
100%. Well, I am. He's normalized.
No.
I want you guys to tell me the three craziest things I've said during this recording.
On the first date, you ask a guy to look at his bank account.
No. Okay.
No. I didn't caught that one. Because Logan didn't agree, so I disagree. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I, like I said, if you ask me about anything that happened before this exact moment, I can't tell you.
We do have this thing on the podcast. It's so bad. You have a podcast. You can probably relate.
Uh-huh.
We don't remember a single word that's been said by any of our guests. We don't even remember
ever.
The guests we've had on this podcast in 390 shows. I couldn't tell you one thing, any single
or even one
said.
Guest.
There has to be one guest.
Mike Tyson had a pigeon. That's the only-
He brought a pigeon.
He had a pigeon on the show. And that's the only thing that I can tell you from any episode.
Okay. And the pigeon just stayed on his lap?
No, he petted him.
Was it alive?
He was on mushrooms. Yeah, I think I remember it being alive, yeah.
Okay.
The fake shot is crazy. The fake shot's crazy. But respect, if that's the game you're going to play, go for it. I don't think I understand.
Back in the day, the young me. Now I wouldn't do it.
I also don't think I understand you asking a guy to see his bank account, but you'd also be willing to sign a prenup. That seems completely...
Because there's always a chance that I end up having more money or he's a scam artist.
Craziest thing you said on this podcast today was that you don't think that culture has shifted dramatically.
That's crazy.
That's number
one. Okay, but I don't know why I asked that question. That was the worst question I could have asked.
Sophia, I think you're very funny. I think you have a lot of
a lot to offer.
Yes, and I think people really, I think your audience specifically really appreciates you. And I remember when I went on your show and it was a very fun experience. I think you're a great interviewer.
I think you
ask very good questions and I don't think people give you enough credit. I think you are unfortunately victim to some of the wilder things you say, which I can relate to very much so. And also the tonality of your voice.
Oh, the vocal fry.
And that's not making fun. But
100%.
Take the one, don't look at the one thing at the end. Look at all the other things.
I need to work on that.
I think you were. You were going to a voice coach.
Yes, I am.
How did you forget?
What
I remembered.
Voice therapy is crazy.
You're going to a voice coach?
I lost my voice for 3 weeks almost, and I would lose my voice constantly.
Why?
I think because I started to speak in a certain way when I started the show.
Like Elizabeth Holmes.
The way that you're talking right now is not how you would talk to Mike off the mic.
Correct.
And camera, correct?
Yeah.
You would talk in a...
Way more chill.
Yeah.
Unless we're arguing.
Unless you guys argue a lot. And sometimes
he slaps me.
I slap him. I strike him.
He does.
Bullshit.
I've never struck him.
He's never actually struck in me. Is that? It's not a word. But I just want to say that. And I also do want to just take a second to... I didn't like how he started things.
That was crazy.
Well, I just don't want your fans to get upset because it was just a joke, a whole joking thing.
Was it though?
Because I felt like there's genuine animosity.
I felt a little bit upset by being called a maker outer.
No, you tried to sneak kiss her. You snuck up
that
on
didn't
her.
She's
saying it happened.
There's no sneak up kiss, dude. Maybe you have eyes like the guy in Mr. Deeds, and I didn't know which way you were looking. Like the guy that Skittles on pizza.
You tiptoed up behind me and came in.
Okay, now you're making it. Now you're making it seem like Weinstein. First and foremost, and second of all, Logan will support me in this scenario right now. If there's anything in this world I cannot do, it's tiptoe. That is the I am the flattest true. Feet in the world. So how the fuck am I gonna tiptoe
that
up behind?
That was a wild claim.
I did not try to make it sound like it was a Weinstein.
I know that you did. You cleared me. I just don't.
And it was me firing back, honestly, at you.
Yeah.
Looking at your phone in disgust, like Sophia's trying to date me.
I didn't look at it in disgust.
That okay, well, saying Sophia's trying to date me is insinuating.
Yeah, that's got. Yeah.
Not into
well,
it.
Let's squash the. Okay. There was no beef, but the vegan patty today,
mm-hmm.
and join our forces to both take aim at the real enemy, Jeff Whittick.
Yeah, yeah, we need to sit down with him. And talk
oh,
to
let's
him.
Do a show with him.
Let's do it.
Let's do a show with I would him love together. That. But me and you versus him.
Okay, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Where do you find these men that you're dating?
That question.
I need to know.
I
feel like it's hard. I feel like it's hard to find suitable
yeah.
dates.
I think I just find them through friends. I'm kicked off a certain dating app forever.
Which one?
Raya.
Same.
Are you? For what?
Back what probably 4 years ago.
A long time
ago. Obviously, I'm married now. But back in the day, I asked this question.
How funny is it that we both have to like preface
after
our answers?
You guys don't even say anything that crazy, and like you're instantly like
because when you get into a good relationship, you become a little bit overprotective of the relationship.
You got to also like my, you know, if she watches this, how does she feel about it? And I don't want to make me saying anything or exploiting my past life. Make her feel uncomfortable. I that would be unfortunate, and it's so unnecessary. But I'm gonna do it here. I asked the question because I was curious. I always found it like hard to find people to date. I never really like dated, to be honest.
Right.
I never went on dates. But I tried that app, Raya. And within 24 hours, I got some matches. And within 24 hours, I was kicked off the app with a
message.
Like. Put together user interface message that said you have violated community guidelines because of this. Riot has decided not to. And then that's how this ended.
Yeah.
I believe they hand selected me to get kicked off and banned forever from their platform. I didn't do anything is the answer to your question. I didn't do anything. I think I pissed off one of the founders because we found them. A friend was like connected to them.
Found the founder.
And they're like, what? Yeah, ironically, we found the founder. And we're like, why did you ban me from this app? You know, like at the time I was like, how am I ever going to meet anyone ever?
What if he just told you in real life, we've just decided not to?
That'd be
and just and
no
just
period.
And just left.
No,
there's no punctuation.
Sophia, the sentence ended on Raya has decided not to. I said, how can this pass? Like
that's
the
wild.
Graphics team. That's it was insane.
That's crazy.
For doing nothing.
Right.
What did you do though? That's crazy.
Oh, I released an episode and said that anyone who subscribed and sent me a screenshot to my DMs, I would give them my friend passes on Raya.
Oh, so it was like a promotional thing or something.
Yeah, and I got thousands of Whoa. People. They didn't like that.
They're pretty strict.
They are.
You had a guest on recently who was pissed off that you got access to Raya and she didn't.
Yeah, people went crazy over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, because, yo, no disrespect to that woman, mm-hmm. but I don't know who she is.
Right.
And she came on acting reckless towards you, bro. She said, you said that you... You said that you were very, like, not obsessed, but you cared a lot about success. Mm-hmm. And she said, clearly not, because you let a $60 million bag pass you yeah. by.
She,
this chick, and I'm like, yo, who is this woman?
She said a lot of wild stuff. I do want to say we spoke for over an hour before we
Context.
Recorded
Got it.
And built that repertoire.
Oh,
and she
got
was
it.
Really cool.
Because Brooke Schofield came
yeah.
to your defense.
Yes.
Is it crazy that I know so much about these things? I try to study
for
the guests.
You spend a lot of time on...
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
do you?
No, he doesn't.
I'm kind of like you. I create. I don't consume much.
But it's only good
mm-hmm.
for the show.
Mm-hmm. I consume the bullshit. Like, I...
Right.
The funny memes, the sent to my girl, the nonsense, just
I do
mindless
too.
Content.
Not the drama.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about what anything or anyone's
it
saying.
It is so dumb, but I am. But I do like, we don't generally touch on it much, but I do like that I'm packed and ready to bring it to the show if needed, if that makes sense. Like
yes.
I always represent that like cultural side of things. Mm-hmm. But I would prefer to be where he is, which is kind of just like not involved in any of it. I also would prefer, I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you mind if I go pee right now? I'm almost 40 and I have my bladder is small.
You're almost 40. Go pee.
Okay. And maybe you guys can continue.
I would like to ask you a question.
Okay.
Because I believe... I believe I could be Captain Save-A-So.
For me.
Sophia.
That's what I wanted to ask is where should I be finding these guys? What should I be doing?
I don't know the answer on where to find the guys. I really don't, because I stumbled across Nina.
How?
We both got hired at the same event, like randomly. And I was going to work with her for a project I did called 99 Originals. It fell through. Like it's really like a aligning of the stars that I'm not even sure like maybe was supposed to happen. Maybe it was. I don't know. But I don't have the answer to your question on where to find a suitable partner. Mm-hmm. But I think if you have a more defined picture of what you are looking for and treat yourself, like be kind to yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to like meet a nice guy, because that's where
that's
I land
the
with
issue.
You.
That's the issue. Is I think I am so jaded and trust issues and whatever that we all have. But I think I take it to a level where it's making it so I am not finding love. Honestly,
that's what's happening. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a therapist. I actually could be a fucking therapist, but I feel okay. I feel like you might need to do a little more soul searching or self-defining and find out like who Sophia is and what you value about yourself, what you're looking for, what you provide. Once you get to know, I think, yourself a little better, you're going to get to know what you're looking for a little better.
I agree.
Like I had this is funny, and some people have this. I had a list of what I'm looking for in a girlfriend.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like you wrote it out.
I wrote it out. Like specific qualities. There's like 18 of them. Unrealistic as fuck. No chance any woman ever checks every box. Literally impossible. Uh-huh. And I know this because I'd attempt to like find a person that was right for me. I found out who I was. I was ready for a long-term relationship. I yearned for that. I think I'm kind of built for monogamy a little bit, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. And so I made this list, and like time and time again, women were falling short. Like, every time.
Because your expectations were unrealistic.
Very. And I'd have times where they'd fill out 15 of the qualities and then one of them could ruin all of them. And that particular trait is self-awareness. If someone's not self-aware, I'm out. Like, that's the most unattractive fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
If they just can't read a room. They don't know how loud they're talking in a restaurant. Like be self-aware.
Right.
But then I found someone who filled every single fucking box by the grace of God. And then I started adding qualities to the list, wife qualities, because this person was so great for me that she has qualities that I didn't even knew that I wanted or maybe even needed. So I was able to make that list because I did my own soul searching and I mm-hmm. knew what I wanted. But you need to be a little kinder to yourself, I think, first.
Wow.
That's deep. That's kind of crazy that you could pick up on that. But I agree with you.
I think that's why
I need to stay single also. No, I'm serious. When you're always in a relationship, you like lose.
Well, it's very hard to do soul searching or exploration of any kind when you have another person in the relationship. Yeah, that's why they say like wait to find love until you love yourself, until you feel confident about your life. But
how can you tell I'm not kind to myself? Also, how long do you guys?
We'll probably wrap up soon. I just think there's a lot to talk about.
Are you guys coming on my show?
Yeah, should we come on simultaneously?
We're on your show right now. That's what he's saying. Like,
okay, then
we're using this for
fun.
Can we record mine for 30 minutes after?
Dude, we have another guest after this. Sophia, what did you just try to do here?
Ask for you to come on the show. But back to what you were saying. How can you tell that, like, I don't?
Because when Mike was going on his rant, gassing you up about all the positive things about you, I agree. I think you have a lot to offer, but I think you lower yourself by maybe having these not so healthy qualities
yeah.
that I think can easily be cut. out of your life. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. So I'm toxic because I'm afraid.
I don't know. This is where my therapy is. But you have toxic traits for sure. But
I
those
do.
Are easy. Those are easy to cut.
They're not always, dude.
No, I think I.
They're not always easy to cut. That's
no.
Because I was and could be in relationships an extremely toxic person. However, I also knew that if I found the right person, she would activate only the best parts of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened. I got in a relationship where I wanted to be with her so badly that I decided to drop my toxicity because it wasn't worth it. Why would I? I want to be with her.
Yeah.
And it does come down to finding the right partner. But you're single. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Find out more about yourself. Find out what you're looking for.
That's the key.
I agree.
Sure.
I agree with those things. And I think that my view on men still needs a lot of work. I think I am extremely confident, but I think deep down there's elements that are really lacking self-love, honestly, that are deep that I need to discover and work on. Why every show I've been going on lately, people are like telling me so much about myself.
Well, it just depends on what. It also just depends on you give off energy to an extent of, especially by the way
Help?
Of the stuff.
SOS.
No, not at all. But especially by way of your content material, that is someone who wants love but can't find it, right? Or wants love but can't figure it out or whatever. My question for you is do you want love? Do you actually, dude, my dad, I've had some commitment issues,
mm-hmm.
major commitment issues, which I'm sure you can sense without me even telling you that. And I would always go talk to my dad. And the first question he would ask me is can I ask you a question? Do you want to be in a relationship? And I would always be like, oh shit, I'm trying to push myself into a relationship. I don't even want to be in a relationship. Do you want to be in a relationship, or do you just so much enjoy being independent and alone and having your freedom and all
those
things?
No, I do. I want to be in love. I want to be in a healthy relationship.
Do you love yourself?
I do. But I think there's certain elements that are not. I mean, does anyone love themselves 100% of the time and constantly feel that?
That's a goal.
You guys are both
No, I do. Dude, not me. Are you serious?
Do you?
Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the majority of the time. But I've done a lot of work. I've been through a lot of shit. I've been able to course correct a lot. And I'm continuing to do that. And the answer is not always yes. But, you know, I got to a place where I was able to know that I did want a relationship and know that I was ready for a relationship because I figured out who I was.
You put the work in. I haven't put the work in, period.
I'm going to give you some traits to start with on this list that I think you should make.
Okay.
I think you're going to need a nice guy, a nice fucking guy, not a toxic asshole who plays the same games that you used to.
Steiny. Okay.
I think he does need to be ambitious.
Steiny.
Ideally, that also means successful. I also find for women in the industry that it was kind of go hand in hand. He's got to have his own career. I think he should be kind of private.
Fuck.
Maybe.
Not stunning.
And extremely confident. Extremely confident.
I agree with all of those.
Those four things exist. That's my write those down when you get
I
home,
like
and
that.
Then build off that.
I think the nice one is, and by the way, I do think I come off very toxic and out there. And that's not really me to my core. There's elements of me that are like that, but I don't want someone that's toxic. I don't send a shot to myself to make a dude jealous.
Well, it's only weird because you had just said that.
Because I said in the past.
I know,
past.
I'm just kidding.
You know?
I joking with you.
I'm
a big jokester.
Uh-huh.
And you're just, Sophia, one more accolade. You're just a ton of fun. You're a ball of fun. I remember me, you, and your mom, we went out on the town. We were on the bar.
What?
Yes.
That's on Unalola?
That was so fun.
We were on the bar singing Nirvana, playing air guitars, literally standing on the bar. We had a great time.
It was a really good night.
Cool.
And then we couldn't get in somewhere, and we tried to buy a pair of pants from a homeless
person.
Oh,
yeah, because who had shorts on?
You.
I did.
I fucking cannot believe y'all haven't slashed. Thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive. Guys, we love you. Sophia Franklin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was
fun.
Go
listen to her podcast, Sophia with an F. Sophia, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, everyone.
just turned a robot.
A total robot.
So we love you guys. Hit Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.